the bed. Well, his right foot stomped the pedal, and his left foot stomped the floor. His wrinkled hands would skip the keys that wouldn't play no more. He played Onward Christian Soldiers, and the window panes would shake when the man of 87 played the old 88. The piano sat in the corner on a sagging hardwood floor, and on top was a crystal candy dish and a picture of the Lord. A faded Baptist hymnal took its place above the keys. We'd take turns sitting by him, he'd nod, we'd turn the page. Well, his right foot stomped the pedal, and his left foot stomped the floor. His wrinkled hands would skip the keys that wouldn't play no more. He played Onward Christian Soldiers, and the window panes would shake when the man, 87, played the old 88. The old piano's silent now, it don't ring with joy no more. Except sometimes when the cat jumps down, when there's someone at the door. Oh, I can see him in my memories with a smile upon his face, sitting at that piano and singing Amazing Grace. When his right foot stomped the pedals, and his left foot stomped the floor. His wrinkled hands would skip the keys that wouldn't play no more. He played Onward Christian Soldiers, and the window panes would shake when the man of 87 played the old 88. When the man of 87 play the old 88. There's an old wood sign that's just outside of town, and it says, if we ain't got it, you don't need it. This is Bill Jones' General Store. I can hear the creaking of the rusty old screen door, smell of penny candy down at Bill Jones' General Store. The pipe smoke and tobacco, wet boots on the floor, Campbell's soup and shotgun shells, Bill Jones' General Store. The cold and snow would blow against the plastic window pane. The old wood stove would kindle and try to dry the rain. Well, I know the times are changing, but it won't be the same. Bill and Ruth have gone from town. Rooms are cold and empty, and they'll probably tear it down. But old Herky, Wright, and Whitey, they still sit outside the door, just waiting for a quart of beer at Bill Jones' General Store. Rusty old screen door, smell the penny candy down at Bill Jones' General Store. The pipe smoke and tobacco, wet boots on the floor, Campbell's soup and shotgun shells at Bill Jones' General Store. Bill Jones' General Store.
And now, friends, following those classics, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny's program. And it's that time in the program once again to welcome our beloved mascot and co-host to our program this morning, none other than Simbush the Wonder Husky. with her collection of favorites by none other than Joy Simone, the lady and the sweetheart of Nova Scotia. With that mentioned, Simbush has her collection of favorites that Joyce recorded over the years. First, we'll hear an all-time classic called Why Must You Leave Me Alone? Then we'll hear from Joyce's cover of a classic Gordon Lightfoot song called Cotton Jenny. We'll then follow that with LA International Airport, and if there's enough time, we will hear an all-time favorite as recorded by Joy Simone and her all-time classic called Wash Day Blues. With that, I would like to say thank you, Simbush, for your weekly collection of great hits. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Must you leave? shake hands, I pack a bag, trembling voice, I call a cab, slowly I start walking to the door.
The floor.
Howdy,
you, folks. This is Jerry Palmer, Canadian singer and songwriter from way back. And you're listening to my good old buddy, Johnny Whitlock. And he spins all the best and legendary country tunes. Gives you the best in country music. Thank you, Johnny.
Did I forget to tell her that I'm happy?
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program following Simbush's top favorites to salute the segment I like to call the Great Canadian Northern Gems by Even Greater Canadian Northern Legends. Here for y'all this morning, I have a collection of great Canadian queens of country music. First of all, it's going to be our true queen of Canadian country music, Miss Carol Baker, and her all-time classic called Wild Mountain Rose. We'll then follow with another dear friend of mine from up western Ontario, Gloria Downer Pearson, who I recently just connected with, and it'll be her all-time classic version of The Hand You're Holding Now. Then we'll wrap up this selection of great Canadian pioneers and icons with a true legend among female singers in Canada, one of the earliest female singers in Canadian country music, Miss Myrna Loy, and her all-time classic called Just Count the Tears I'm Gone. With that, I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of us up home in the greatest country in the world, Canada. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
A small country cottage by a blue mountain stream, a home for my mama, my daddy, but close to the Lord, where warm rain and sunshine make the wildflowers grow. A young girl grew older and dreams filled my nights. A voice deep inside said, there's much more to life. But wild mountain roses don't bloom under bright city lights. Wild mountain roses don't bloom under bright city lights. And New York ain't no place for a girl that mama raised right. The men here want more than my sweet country smile. And wild mountain roses don't bloom under bright.
I'm Carol Baker. You're listening to the Wayback Country Jamboree with my good friend, Johnny Woodlock. I know you're going to love the show.
And yes, friends, following those classic queens of Canadian country music, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show, and it's that time of the program to welcome a very special member of our morning team to our program this morning. And that, of course, is our smallest member of our morning team, none other than Gunny the Dachshund. As we welcome little Gunny with her highlighted tribute artist, Miss Joyce Simone, we have a collection of her favorites this morning of the slower ballad-type songs. First of all, we're going to hear an all-time classic called I Better Not See Him Again. We'll then follow with an all-time favorite called Come On In, and we'll wrap up this set with the third and final selection of today's picks by Gunny. And this is off the final album of 1970s original recordings of Joyce's, which dates back to 1975 and is called Storms Never Last. With that, I would like to thank Gunny for her contribution to today's program and welcome.
My mind is under a strain. My heart has done it again. The one I love can never be mine. So I'd better not see him again.
It's just the same, nothing has changed.
you leave me, promise me that you're here for eternity. Make my life complete, honestly, oh promise me. I can't go on alone, for you are my stepping stone. Come on in, it's just the same, nothing has changed. When you left me on that day, I knew you would return and bring back the love that we once knew. So come in, honey, feel at home. I can't stand to it's just the same, nothing has changed. So come on in, it's just the same, nothing has changed. Storms never last, do they, baby? You took, I know, the search was for the truth, and the clouds grew and now won't be the last. Storms never last, do they, baby? Bad times all pass with the wind.
And you're listening to Johnny Woodlock on the way back. Oh, my good friend Johnny, play some great country music.
Heaven help me when I say I think I'm giving in.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our Way Back with Johnny show as we salute my dear friend, Joy Simone of Nova Scotia, with y'all next. This will be the second half of this three-part interview. Now, let's turn back the years following this second half to the 1973 era and the follow-up song to Testing 1-2-3, which was called Stand By for Special Announcement. With that, here now is my dear friend and a true keeper of the flame of Canadian country music, but also a true trailblazer in her own right, Miss Joyce Simone, from her home in Maplewood, Nova Scotia. And then you followed it up with Stand By for Special Announcement.
Exactly. And I will tell you, I think the record company sometimes, well, I don't think, I know they don't ask the artists themselves what their opinions are. And they thought, oh, this is really great. Testing 1-2-3. Let's follow this up with Stand By for a Special Announcement.
Mm-hmm.
It did not pan out like they had expected it would. And so I had another song on my LP at the time that I had recorded that I thought should have been the second release to follow Testing 1-2-3, but things don't always go the way you want them to go. So I was signed to the label, and they owned the masters, and they more or less called the shots on
of
the
course.
Second release.
And what song was that you would have liked them to have followed it with?
Mirror, Mirror,
yes, one of our favorites, exactly, yes.
I think that would have went right to number one. In all honesty, I still think that's a great song.
And it's one of your best, in my opinion. You have the perfect voice for it and everything, yes, exactly. Now, I was going to say about Stand By for Special Announcement. That was more or less targeting the singer with that, like, as they say, blacklist or whatever, or they target, I forget the word, but certain people play a certain character, but you were following it with the same style of song right after Testing 1-2-3.
I never actually cared for that. It was one of the least songs on the album. I didn't like that song as well as I liked
Mirror, Mirror. A
few other songs. It certainly wouldn't have been my choice. But anyway, it was, and it did get quite a bit of airplay. But I think the record company thought the DJs would jump right on it because of the title.
Okay, yes.
Announcement.
Yes. Exactly. I can see that. Yes, that's for sure. Yes. Now, in 1972, you also released a Christmas album. This would be your second album, I believe.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. The first album was Testing 1-2-3. And then, for some odd reason, I really don't know who, I would assume it was the record company itself, suggested to me to put out a Christmas LP, and I thought that was a great idea, and I loved all the songs. I was able to choose the songs myself that I wanted on it.
Nice.
And we went in the middle of summer and did that Christmas album, and I can remember that day very well. It seemed odd to be singing Christmas songs in the middle of the summer, but we had to do that in order to get it released by Christmas.
Exactly. As Gene Autry and all of them, I hear a lot of stories that a lot of the old Christmas songs were recorded in the summertime. So, yes, yes.
And that makes sense.
Exactly. Well, Christmas is such a short-lived time period, too, so, yes. And to get it out on the market, you have to do what you got to do, exactly, yeah.
And it's very strange you should bring this up, because just this week, I was looking at something that Larry Delaney, all getting back to him again, mm-hmm. had published, and it was a list of Christmas LPs from the various 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s,
then.
And I was among only a handful of people that did a Christmas album.
Oh, wow. Okay, yes.
Of the country singer. singers that were out at the same time that I was, and he had made the comment that he wondered why some of the other artists didn't have a Christmas album out, but I guess it would have been up to them and their record company.
Of course, yes. The managers have a lot to do with it too, I guess, yes, for sure. So looking at the career you had during the 70s, what would you say was the biggest or the most highlight of that era?
The traveling and going all over the places that I went to that I'd never been before. I think that was the biggest thing for me back then.
Okay, yes.
And of course getting airplay, and it was just a combination of a lot of things that... Maybe not one particular highlight, but of course the traveling, the people, the fans I met. They would bring me gifts, and some of those gifts I've kept to this day.
Amazing, yes?
I was actually looking through some things more recently, and I came across this little box, and I opened it up, and it was some kind of ore from Sudbury.
Oh, nice.
And
nice.
I had played the Sudbury area, and someone gave me this as a gift, and it's this little, I'll call it, it's not a rock, but it's in the shape of a small rock, you might say, and it's just full of glitter. So I kept that all these years, along with several other mementos.
Very nice, yes, yes, for sure.
So those are the things that I think about, and...
It's the small things that make the difference, too, I find. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, for sure. So I understand that you also performed at a place where our good friend Bob Gardner was associated with, Rock Hill Park.
I did. Now, going back, Rock Hill Park, boy, that was a big event, and... I don't even remember how I managed to get a gig there, but it was on a Sunday afternoon, I think, and my biggest memories are Eddie Eastman was very big at the time, getting lots of play, and I've got pictures of Eddie playing there that day along with myself and several of the other stars that were on the show then, and... those are great pictures to have.
Yes, and the priceless memories, exactly. Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Now, moving on into your career, you also did some tours overseas, I understand, in Holland and Germany.
I did. This I can credit to my husband.
Okay.
Because he found out that I was getting airplay overseas in Holland. I'll say Holland, of course, the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
And so he thought, I wonder what that's all about. So he started researching, and the long and the short of it is, he got me invited to be a guest at one of the festivals in Zevenbergen, and at the beginning, I only was taking one of my players with me, as I felt that it would be great to have at least some kind of continuity. He would know my songs, and he'd be able to help the band that would be backing me. And then one thing led to another, and I ended up, my entire band went over, and we played in the Netherlands at this international festival in 1996.
Okay,
we went back 97, and 98 I chose not to go because I had a bigger event. My daughter, one of them, was getting married.
Oh, nice.
And so, so I put that to the top of my priority list, and then we went back in 1999, and during those years I played the Netherlands and Germany and Sweden.
Amazing, yes, for sure. And what was your reception like? Or what
oh, my gosh. It was fabulous.
Was it?
Absolutely
yes.
Fabulous. When we got to the Netherlands, I couldn't believe how well we were received. And being Canadian, look, they just opened their arms and their hearts to us. And it was just like something that you could only dream about.
Okay.
And anyway, that was quite wonderful.
For sure.
to say.
Nova Scotia proud for Canada. This is Anne Murray. Early in my career, I received a lot of pressure to move to the U.S., but I just couldn't do it. Canada was my safe haven, my light at the end of the tunnel, and it still is. Buy Canadian. Shop as if your country depends upon it. Keep your money in Canada. For Canada.
Now, friends, we have once again reached the end of the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. As we send us into the third and final hour of today's program, I would like to play a collection of songs dedicated to a dear friend of mine who I just learned had passed away not long ago, actually back in May, on May 12th. That was a good friend of mine who was like a second grandmother away from home for me for many, many years, Wilma Miller, who was also known for her maple sugar and maple syrup products down here at the farmers market in Kingston for many years. With that, we would like to dedicate a collection of songs to her today in loving memory. First of all, it's going to be an all-time classic by the Happy Goodman family and their all-time classic called It Looks Like Everybody's Headed Home. And then we're going to follow that with Ross Clough and That's What Heaven Means to Me. And if there's enough time to send us into the third and final hour this morning, we're going to hear an all-time classic by the Wagon Master of Country Music once again, Porter Wagner and his all-time classic called Mama's Bible. Now, I would also like to mention that during my lifetime, there's been few people as influential in my Christian background as Wilma and Donald Miller. With that, we'll dedicate these in loving memory of Wilma Miller. Welcome in, friends, and we'll be back on the other side of the third and final hour.
I remember a country church on Sunday morning, how they prayed and we sing the good old songs. Calloused hands raised in the air, the old saints shout, and everybody singing, this world is not my home. And I remember hearing fire and brimstone preach from the heaven and watching sinners run down the aisle as everybody gathered round and prayed that soul to victory and tears flowed when a sinner was saved country style. And everybody talked about heaven and how we'll all meet around God's throne.
them are missing. And it looks like everybody's going home. I look around and I feel like a stranger, for the old familiar faces seem so few. One by one they all have walked the road to heaven, and somehow I feel like I'm so much closer to. I think of all the good times left behind me, and the saints of God now gathered round the throne. But I know I'll see those old familiar faces once again. We were all just passing through. This world was not our home. And everybody talked about heaven, and how we'll all meet around God's throne. Now it seems as if most of them are missing, and it looks like everybody's going home. And everybody talked about heaven, and it looks like everybody's going home. It looks like everybody's going home.
A country where no twilight shadows deepen. A city where the storm clouds never gather. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me.
What joy it will be when we get over yonder and join the throng around the glassy sea.
Ago, left us kids alone, but before she went, she told me, son, you got to carry on. Now you're the oldest boy, Bill, so treat your brothers right. Then she handed me her Bible, said, follow by its light.
Mama's Bible, pages trimmed with gold. Mama's Bible, guiding our soul.
The boys have all grown up now, the baby just left home, and I can rest with ease now, for I know they're not alone. They've got the many blessings that I read every day, from the pages of Mama's Bible to guide them on their way.
Mama's Bible, pages trimmed with gold.
And yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny show. We are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, where this is recorded weekly. We can also be heard via www.oshawarocks.com in the Greater Toronto area and worldwide. And we can also be heard over CFRC 101.9 FM from the Limestone City of Kingston, Ontario. Now, as I welcome you all into the third and final hour of today's program, I'd also like to remind you all that it was 49 years ago this week on July 16th of 1977 when Don Messer's First Lady of the Islanders, Marg Osborne, left us. With that mentioned, Marg was born December 29th, 1927, left us as mentioned July 16th, 1977 at the age of 49. Beloved and remembered as a true member of the Islanders, I would like to remember her this morning with first a song called Going Back, and then we'll follow that with Going Home to the Country. With that, I would like to welcome you all in here to the third and final hour. Good morning, friends, and happy listening.